Buongiorno und herzlich willkommen beim Podcast Nonna Restart, eine berufliche Heldinnenreise 50+. Mein Name ist Carina Felsmann. Ich bin die Reisebegleiterin für diesen Podcast. Schön, dass du heute hier bist.
Nonna, ciao, ciao.
Heute bin ich in London auf der Businessmesse, um den Amerikaner Tom Pertizzi zu interviewen. Daher läuft das Interview diesmal auf Englisch, also ich würde sagen, so gut es geht. Today I have a special guest from the USA and he claims that my English is better than his German. He said so, just to mention it. So we try our best. Just to inform you, even though the podcast was originally intended for women aged 50+, the analysis showed us that we sometimes have up to 30% men as listeners, and often more than 40% who are younger than 45. I guess because it's about the general topics of career, of success, and vocation. And that's why there are now also interviews with men. The first, ta-da, of course, Tom Pertizzi. Warmly welcome.
Why, thank you. And it is great to see you. I feel like old times now.
I love it. So I know you are 50+.
50 is in my rearview mirror. Okay. A long time ago.
Okay, so you will tell us your age, you will tell us what you're doing. I know you are an entrepreneur, and I know that you are a French's expert and a grandpa. And how does this function feel? Tell us about it.
Well, being a grandpa is the best, right?
Okay.
As you know.
I know.
Not that you're a grandpa, but a grandma. As you know, we talk about that often, so... And I'm fortunate that both grandchildren live within 3 miles of me. Mm-hmm. So I see them every day.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point in my life, because I am 65
mm-hmm.
and have lots of free time,
mm-hmm.
it works out perfect.
Okay.
So most days I get to see both of them.
Okay, that's really great.
Yeah.
And besides that, I know that the business show is one of your engagements, so of your projects. So... I remember the first time when we met, this was also here in London.
That's
at
right.
Kextop. It was about 10 years ago at the franchise fair. This was really, for me, a very special moment at this time. And it was.
And one you regret.
No. But it was the start of our subsequent collaboration for the franchise industry, right?
Well, if you remember, I had said, you know, many, many years ago, we were producing a franchise show in Germany,
mm-hmm.
and it stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And I never understood why, because Germany is the biggest economy in Europe and so on and so on. So I had met with someone from Germany, Franz Joseph, and we talked about it. And he said, well, there's two things you need to do. He says, let me introduce you to the Franchise Association. He says, and there's this woman out of Austria. Who's done some work in the franchise industry, and you really need to meet her. And you were kind enough to come over during the franchise show. And I think over lunch,
mm-hmm.
we strategized and plotted
mm-hmm.
and put together a program that exists still today.
Yeah, and this is really a great show with more than 100 exhibitors and more than 30 countries coming to the show. So we did a good job, didn't we?
Not bad, I'll tell you. It's... You know, we talked about this earlier today, that good shows are a result of good teams.
Yeah.
The team here in London who produced this business show
mm-hmm.
is just a spectacular team, award-winning team in the industry.
And I guess that's what you are always interested in spectacular teams. Isn't it like that?
100%.
So you are very clever to find the right people.
Because I know that I'm not talented at all. So what I know is that I have to bring in very talented people. And I think that's probably the key to any success I've had in my career, is just working with some really great people.
And you have really done a big career. So if you think some years ago, so take 50, 40 years ago.
We could go back 50. That would make me 15.
Yeah. So 20. And then how did you start? What was your start in the industry? And I guess you attended the school and then...
It's funny.
Yeah.
So, I mean, as a young guy, I did lots of jobs like most people young, from a movie usher theater.
Really?
Yeah. To just all different crazy jobs. But I wound up in the franchise industry. We started a franchise company in the printing industry. That was my first real professional job, and wound up as a group vice president, and we launched it and we had a great run. I had left that and sold my interest, which was minimal, and then started doing trade shows. And we produced auto shows, we produced, I had some successes and I had some big failures.
This is very interesting. May I ask you concerning the failures? Without details, but...
Oh, I'll give you details. I remember them well.
It's years ago.
That's right.
So the question is, what's your strategy to come out of a bad situation?
I'll give you a funny example.
Yeah, please.
So I did a show called, a conference, Marketing and Motivational Expo.
Okay.
And I had a very famous football coach talk about motivation. And I had a very famous marketing person from IBM talk about marketing. So it was called the Marketing and Motivational Expo. It was a lunch and cocktails and all included. And between everything, I needed about 400 attendees to break even. I was figuring I'd have 1,000 and it was going to be great. And I had to pay for everything up front. So I had to pay for 400 lunches. I had 48 people show up.
Oh my God.
So now I'm sitting there devastated. And I paid for 400 lunches. I had 40-something people come. And I'm sitting there devastated. And my younger brother was there. And he saw how depressed I was. And he put his arm around me. He says, "Hey, Tommy, do you think I could have seconds for lunch?" And that put it in perspective.
It's the running gag in the family. Yeah.
Right. So that put it in perspective. And I thought, you know what? Okay, I'll get through this. The sun will come up tomorrow. It'll be okay. And you just push through. Yeah.
Okay. And concerning your different projects, because you are still active, even if there are the grandchildren on one hand, I mean, you are part of this show, you are part of other shows. So my question is, how are you looking for a new challenge? What interests you?
So what interests me and what I'm fortunate to be in a position today is to work with people I enjoy. You know, one of the things about being our age and one of the things about, you know, being in this situation is you don't have to deal with people that you don't want to, right? So the people I, like this group here, they're just great, right? They're young and energetic and it's just great. And I do have an interest in this event. And it's so that they have the business show here and then they have it in Sydney, which they're launching, Miami, LA.
Yeah, it's enormous,
Singapore.
Yeah.
And hopefully soon to be Germany.
Yeah, let us see. And what, in your mind, what do you think that makes them so strong? Where does the energy come from?
Well, they're just good people, right, to begin with. But I think they have good leadership with the team here. Between Christian and Angie, they just, they give them a lot of power. They let them, you know, do things. They keep it straight. They're fun. They're just good leaders. They're very good leaders.
And if you think about very good leaders, you gave us some examples. What must a good leader do? What is his most important thing to do?
So anyone who's running a company or running any organization comes up through a certain discipline, right?
Of course.
And you could tell what discipline the leader came from by the tone of the company, I think, right? So I think if I walk into a company and I see the tone, I could say, okay, the leader came up through the finance, or the leader came up through the administration, or the leader came up through the operational end of the business, or the sales and marketing end. I think our industry is made for people who come up through the sales and marketing end, right? And I say that because in my mind, to be a good leader, you have to be able to make your employees and the people you work with believe. They have to believe. They have to believe in your vision, and you have to be able to sell them into that vision. And if you can convince them that that's where you're going to be, then you win. And then we could all get there together. In my opinion, the most important thing a leader could do is to make the group, the organization, a number, all believers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And if they could do that, they'll win.
And did you have the situation in the past that you were surrounded by a group which was not so filled with energy and so strong? I mean, the question is, what did you do with them?
So it depends on what stage of my career, right? So when you are the president, CEO, you just make the change. When you see someone who's not in that mindset, it's best to part with that person because it becomes a cancer and it just permeates through an organization. So that's an easy change.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens when you're involved and you're not the decision maker, then leaders lead.
Mm-hmm.
So you just lead your peers.
Mm-hmm.
You just lead a team.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you're not ordained to do it,
mm-hmm.
somehow you convince your teammates, you convince your department, you convince your co-employees to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you see leaders grow, right? You see, you know a leader. You could spot a leader in these situations.
You could smell him or her,
yes. You could see, you know, you've done it in your career,
mm-hmm.
right? You're working with someone, you go, that person is going to play a big role in this organization.
Mm-hmm.
And then you mentor that person as best you can. And I've been fortunate. I've had some great mentors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in my career, I had people that really, really helped me.
Because this is also an important question. Are the helpers? So you had mentors. And on the other side, did you have opponents? People who didn't want to support you? Enemies?
I don't know if enemies are the word. I think there are people who are threatened.
Yeah. Okay.
Right?
If
you seem to be doing well in one thing or whatever, they're threatened.
Mm-hmm.
A good boss is never threatened.
Mm-hmm.
Right? A good boss is, you know, encouraging.
Yeah.
They want you to be this. They want you to exceed. They want you to do this because that makes them grow.
Mm-hmm.
A fatal mistake of any leader is to, like, be threatened by somebody and try and keep them down
mm-hmm.
so they look better. It'll never work. It always backfires.
Okay.
So,
okay.
As smart as they think they are, it never works.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, what would you give as an idea, as a tip to our listeners who are 50 plus, women or men, and they think about to change their career? And maybe they think, I'm not so sure about if I'm good enough or if it's really safe. What would you tell them?
I would say, you know, find out where your passion is, what mm-hmm. you like,
mm-hmm.
where's your strengths, right?
Mm-hmm.
Speak to people who you respect, get their opinion on what it is you plan on doing, or ask for suggestions on what they suggest.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your eyes open, be open-minded, don't close your mind to anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then talk to the people who you know and you admire and you respect,
mm-hmm.
and bounce ideas off of them.
Is there any additional suggestion for women, if you think about women? I mean, you have the experience from your home.
That's right. As the father of three daughters, one son, three daughters, four sisters growing up. I'm a woman expert. You know, I think the one thing that I've encouraged with my daughters, which unfortunately some women don't get the opportunity, and I think it helps in business, is team sports.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, team sports are really important to teach you how to work within an organization.
Mm-hmm.
And those skills are really honed in team sports. And I think, you know, so many women don't play those sports. And I think it works against them sometimes.
Interesting. Yeah.
And so my daughters played a lot of team sports.
Ah, what did she do?
Soccer, basketball. Soccer, basketball, lacrosse.
Mm-hmm. Everything, yeah.
So I think it's helped them. And I would say to women, just, you know, don't think about it from a woman or a man's perspective.
Okay.
It's so irrelevant
mm-hmm.
to people who are good leaders,
mm-hmm.
right? Or good clients.
This is a very important message for all our female listeners.
Thank you
for that.
No, but I think that's true. I think there's so much in, you know, there are some, you know, some bias
mm-hmm.
still exists today,
right? That's
2024, there's certainly some bias. But I think the people who are biased to anything like that are not people that you want to be around at this point in your career anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Good point. Forget them.
Good point. I'll take that. Thank you. Last question about your career. I mean, you're looking back to some years of really success with your engagements and different projects. And after all that, could you say that you did find your vocation?
So well, the two things I'm involved in now is the shows, yeah. right? My interest in these shows, and it's these business shows and the London franchise show.
Yeah.
So those are the two things that I'm involved in from a show perspective. The other thing is the executive search business,
mm-hmm.
right? So I spent much of my career in the franchise exhibition industry. And during that career, myself and the two other founding partners of this business spent the same. Mm-hmm. Scott Lair, mm-hmm. former vice president of the International Franchise Association, and Gary Gardner, mm-hmm. co-owner of Franchise Update Media. So between the three of us, we knew everyone in the franchise industry and probably helped hundreds of people get jobs mm-hmm. or helped companies find people.
So you created this company?
So a few years ago, we created this company. Scott left the Franchise Association, and we said we're going to start a career executive recruitment business mm-hmm. in the franchise industry, specializing. And because we're such geniuses and, you know, creative, the name of the company when we launched it was GTS, Gary Tom Scott.
Okay.
Very creative.
Men's creativity.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's since changed okay. to Careertopia, but that was it. But it was very successful right from the beginning. Scott was the managing partner, and he did a great job with it. And we hired a president CEO. And recently, we just launched another division in that company for the exhibition industry.
Okay. And which direction or what is the company doing, this new part?
So it's now, the name of it is Careertopia, and it's an executive search firm in two very distinct industries. One is the franchise industry,
mm-hmm.
and the other one is in the events industry.
Okay.
So if a company in those two industries are looking for executive talent, we help them find the right people.
Okay. So you're going on, and but the question was, did you find your vocation? Do you live your vocation in the sense of you're absolutely 100% sure that you did choose the right professional way?
No, I wanted to be a baseball player. I wanted to play third base for the Mets, but no, I didn't.
Okay.
But aside from that, yes. Aside from that, it's...
Okay,
yeah.
But you're happy and you feel great with all your
projects. I'm happy because I don't have day-to-day responsibility. I'm happy because I have the fortunate happenstance to work with some really incredible people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just watch them. They're okay. just unbelievable. It's so impressive to see them.
Great.
And a lot of free time and play golf and hang with the grandkids and...
Okay, sounds good. Okay.
Yeah.
Super.
But stay busy.
Yeah. I mean, you are always busy. I know you. Dear Tom, thank you so much for your insights, for your thoughts. Thank you for your time. I wish you all the best. And I don't doubt that we will see very soon again.
That's great. Thank you so much. Such a pleasure.
Ciao.